going to dedicate two children to the Lord this morning, Obadiah Freed and Kinsley Hunt. And before we do that, let's just answer two questions, important questions. What are we doing and why are we doing it? We're in a church that has a long tradition, a long-standing belief, one for which martyrs paid the ultimate cost, a belief in believers' baptism. Prize the idea that when an age of accountability comes, that each person must make their own choice, a mature and free choice, a responsible decision to give their own life to Jesus Christ. And no one can really do that for them. So what are we doing with the child dedication? Well, although the children we're going to dedicate this morning, I know them both, not well, but I know them. I know they're exceptional, clearly above average. But I suspect they're not going to remember anything that happened here this morning. I hope, if anything, they're blissfully unaware of some of it. They just sense the love in the room, perhaps, for them. We're doing something for them. We're doing four things. First, we're going to give two sets of parents, really, a chance to openly declare their intention to raise their children, to give them every possible human advantage to come to Christ as adults, through their teaching, through their example. Second, we as a congregation are witnessing them as they do that. We're serving as the witnesses as this pledge is made. Third, we're taking a moment to pray, briefly, specifically that God would give us all grace to do this. So we know it'll be hard at times. Those of us who are parents know it can be difficult, and we're simply not up to this ourselves. And fourth, then, we're giving a chance to the congregation to stand and affirm that we're a part of this, that we too will be responsible for the spiritual well-being of the children in our midst and these children. So that's what we're doing. Why are we doing it? Well, because we think there's really nothing more important to do, really, as a part of a church than to make way for the next generation, make a way for the next generation. Now, in a few moments, we'll have the formal questions to the parents, but I'd like to invite them up here, if Jason and Courtney could bring Kinsley up, and Ryan and Chris would bring Obadiah. I want to ask the parents to take a moment to introduce their children to us, and then we'll go on from there.
When I was thinking about this, I just wanted to, somehow convey how privileged we feel to have Obadiah in our family. We have a lot of kids, so it's like, why would we want another one? But you know what? You can't turn this away. He's so sweet. And I just feel like he's a gift, really do. Our whole family does. And we named him Obadiah because it means servant of God, and that's really what we hope he becomes. And Benjamin is a family name. His middle name is Benjamin, and it is my brother's name, and my dad's name, and my grandpa's name, and my great-grandpa's name, and my great-grandpa's name, so.
Ditto.
The child's born to be behind a microphone, just like his father, reaching for it. Jason, Courtney, could you introduce Kinsley to us, please?
This is Kinsley Addison Hunt. She'll be one in June. she wants the mic, too. You'll see me most Sundays here with her. Due to our circumstances, Courtney works on the weekends at night, and that provides me an opportunity for having the weekends with her and grow that special bond. So I want to see her grow up a Christian life, and I appreciate your all support.
Well, thank you for bringing your children here. I'm sure you agree with Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord, a heritage from the Lord. Let me put some formal questions to you, and we'll go from there. I'll give you the answers, the proper answers here, and you can affirm them. In bringing these children here today, you are saying that you want to share your joy with the family of God and that you desire the church to share with you in the responsibility of giving these children Christian teaching, training, and a wholesome and happy environment in which to live and to grow. Most importantly, we are together showing that we recognize God as the giver of every good gift, including these gifts, these children that are here this morning to be dedicated. In the presence of God and of this congregation, do you recognize your children as gifts from the Lord to love and to cherish? The answer is we do.
We do.
We do.
Thank you. Do you pledge yourselves by the grace of God to bring up these children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to be diligent to the utmost of your knowledge, patient beyond the call of duty, And do you pledge this child your love and faith in every circumstance?
We do.
We do.
Is it your desire to share your joy with this congregation and to have also their prayers, counsel, and help in the task of Christian family growth?
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question of the congregation now. Are you as a congregation ready to join with these parents in dedicating these children to God? And do you promise to surround this family always with your love and with your prayers? If you think that's your commitment, would you please stand with us? Let's pray for these children. Our Lord and our God, we dedicate Obadiah to you. We ask that as he grows, he would grow strong in wisdom and grace and grow up in you. Please bless Ryan and Chris as they raise him. Help them to find their way with this child. Help them to know how to bring out the very best in him. And we ask your blessing on Kinsley. May she grow up to be a godly woman, loving you, full of peace. Protect her, Lord, and watch over her. And bless Courtney and bless Jason as they raise her. Give them wisdom. Give them grace. Make it easier for them and give them patience when it's troubling. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your might. These words I command to you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise. Lord God, we ask your blessing on these families, and we ask as a congregation that each of us would be responsible in the way we ought to be to help them. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.